Hi, Juan. This is John Kyle with Local Slash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call. I did see some good notes here from James, so correct me if I'm wrong. You're working with a company that is supposed to be doing good by you in terms of optimization, and this is not your first rodeo, and every single time they tell you a good story, but they don't really get you the success.
Yeah, no, I already work with like four people. Somebody's just trying to upgrade my, they're supposed to upgrade my Google business and my files and everything in there with my pictures so I can be everything a little bit more organized. But they never did anything. I mean, they kind of put whatever they feel like in. And I said, no, I want people to see my work. I don't want fake stuff in the freaking internet for people to see it. I mean, I want to see people to see the real work that I do.
Yeah, I see here on looking through some of these photos, you do a lot of hardscaping work, huh?
We do a lot of hardscape, yeah, but we do anything related with landscape. But I do anything with the landscape. We remodel houses.
Decks on pools too. You did decks for the pools as well. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Oh, and there's a nice, real big pergola too. You do some really good like awning pergola style, like carport almost. It looks like.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we do anything. We work with wood and everything too. But I mean, I try to do that over the winter. But I mean, sometimes I got a customer that we work in there, and then they ask us if we can do that for them. So I always say, sure. If
okay.
We're here already, might as well take care of
that. So everything that you do, like, it makes sense, like, why you're upset. I mean, you have 28 five-star reviews. And that's not a lot, but it's not a little either, right? Like, I know that you've done a lot more than 28 good jobs for clients, right? We know that.
I just started finally telling people if they don't mind giving me a review. Because I just get the word of mouth people. That's how I get most of my work.
Right.
I see a lot of people that kind of goes by the review, so that's why I've been asking people.
Sure. One thing that you'll like about our service, if you do decide to jump ship from the other guys, is we help you do automated review hunting. And what I mean by that is this, like when you ask someone to review, you ask them in person, right? You just ask them in person like a man to man. And so the challenge with that is now after you ask them, they have to remember later on in the day. They have to go to the to find you online later on in the day and then find out how to leave a review on Google, because sometimes it's a little tricky for, especially if you're dealing with the older people. You agree?
Oh, yeah. No, I have a few people. They kind of, because I do have a contact through Google, and so they send me an email. Instead of putting like a review, there will be an email sent to me through my
Google page.
Yeah.
Right.
I always send them the link. All I do, I just search Sanchez Landscape, and they will come up, and I share the link
okay.
to them. And they just,
so you do what we do automated, right? So we do that automated for you where it's just an automated text message or email that says a link here to leave – click here to leave a review to help people leave a review much more quickly. Don't get me wrong. You'll still have the people who stumble in the process, but it really helps – just make your life easier, because I know you're a man that does the work as well. It's not like you're just sitting behind a desk all day long asking people to leave reviews.
I wish. That's what I do. I've got to do all the work.
Right. So, you know, that's something that we would help optimize. The reason why I was, you know, looking at your profile online, though, I mean, I typed in Hardscapes Belmont, Michigan. This is your home base, right? Is Belmont, right?
Yes.
The fact that you are like 20 to 30 listings down is a disgrace. I will say that. It's not your fault, but whoever is doing your optimization, they're not pushing you to the top. Like I see Clean Cut Pro Lawn Care. You want to hear about this company? 1.5 stars with 2 reviews. So basically both the reviews are bad, and yet they're above you in the listing. Like that doesn't make any sense. That just means that whoever is working with you or worked with you in the past, they're not doing their due diligence on Google to push you to the top. Like it's not hard with someone as strong of a presence as you. Like I don't understand why they're struggling. Like what was their excuse as far as why they haven't pushed you to the top for something as simple as hardscapes?
Well, the first was because I was working with another company before, like some other company that was doing like the all the advertising and everything. And then what happened, I gave them permission for me to open through my Google, because I opened the Google myself just to kind of have it like a website for Google so people find me. So I opened my own website, but I gave them permission to go and kind of fix everything. I guess that's what they're supposed to be doing anyways. But they never fix anything. They make everything worse. They were putting pictures like they were like fake pictures that you take out of the website somewhere, something pretty, and they just put it in my page.
Like stock like, photos, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I start getting that. Like, I mean, you will put a pretty shovel or something next to the landscape. I said, this is not me. I said, I'm not paying you guys to build my reputation and build everything the way I want it to. I mean, I don't want you to just pull something that people don't, I mean, I don't know if anybody will be interested to see something. It may look pretty in the picture, but this is not real. That's what I told
you. You want authentic examples of your work because it's good enough to where you should showcase not fake stuff.
My work. I don't want something, some imitation and things that people say, what the heck is this? Or why they have this kind of work or what kind of work they do? And I don't want people to guess. I want people to see what I do.
Right, and I see all the photos that you have. I mean, you definitely take a lot of effort putting in good photos. I mean, you're not taking cheap photos with a cell phone, or maybe you are using a really good cell phone. I don't know, but a lot of these photos look like they're high-quality photos, so it's not like you're being lazy about it.
My wife is the one that has all that. My wife is the one who does all the pictures. And
nice. She does a really good job of kind of framing the work and really making it pop on photos. So let me ask you this. You know, I really want to see if we can help. What is upsetting you about the guys you're currently with that you need fixed?
Well, I've been already with them. These other ones that the ones I'm working right now, I already kind of went and yelled at them a little bit about, because last year, like I said, they weren't doing anything. Everything was just kind of established. Everything that I want people to kind of help me upgrade my page all the time, like putting new pictures and everything. And even I send it to them because they asked me to send everything, but I don't see any pictures upgraded and anything. I have to go.
Are you talking about your website or your Google page? Which one?
My website. Yeah. Yeah. Like.
Oh, so they manage Google your website too. Google.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, because I give them permission so they can get in everything to go.
So SanchezLandscapeMichigan.com, I just want to double check this. Do you own that? Like, you built the website, or someone else built the website and they say
that's
they own it?
Times Square, they built it for me. That, because there was, like, they want to have something else. Because I got, like, a Sanchez Landscape LLC. That's what my website and Google is, that I listed myself. But they want me to have something to go by so I can recognize it more. Like, that's what they did there. That website, Sanchez Landscape, or whatever they did, Michigan, or something like that.
But you already have a domain of SanchezLandscapeLLC.com, or you still have that, or no?
I still have it. Yeah, I think I still have it, but maybe they just, I mean, because like I said, I give them permission. I don't know if they delete it and then I'll add it, the new stuff that they have in there.
But so right now, your Google page goes to Sanchez Landscape Michigan, and then. So this is a town square page. Okay, that makes sense because the structure of the website is okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't hate the structure of the website. We have a similar structure of ours, and of course it's customized to you, right? You can customize it however you want. Do you love the website? Do you feel like their website is their crowning glory, or is it just okay?
No, I think I can use a little better. I mean, I even told them about some of the pictures in there that. Like the irrigation, I mean, I told them, I send them a bunch of pictures with nice, like, the irrigation system running in the nice grass and everything, and they got this picture that I don't even know. It says irrigation, but it got nothing to do with irrigation. They just say picture in there. With
I see that. The picture and it says contact us. It doesn't even show what you do. I saw that.
No, it don't show the irrigation. It just shows, I mean, they say irrigation installation, but doesn't show like a job that I'm done already with irrigation. So so people see, okay, I look good, like a nice setting with irrigation and everything. That's kind of what I wanted people to see. I mean,
okay.
We do install irrigation, but I want people to see the work that I'm done already so they can see it.
Right. So while we're talking, because obviously if you decided to jump ship from Town Square, you're going to need us to build a website for you, which is fine. We can do that within 7 days. So we usually recommend when people are switching providers is you don't stop using them until you switch over to us. Or the other thing you can do is as soon as you secure your website, because you want to make sure they don't try to snatch your domain away. Like, do they have rights to your domain or do you have rights to your domain? Santa's Landscape Michigan, for example.
No, I can have the access, but they do have all the rights to start to move.
They have all the rights. So then we would secure a brand new domain. I want to give you the clear understanding. We would secure a brand new domain. We would switch out your Google Business Profile. You just have to secure your Google Business Profile so they don't have the password anymore. And then, we would switch out the website link on your Google Business Profile to the new one, which would probably be really, really close to Sanchez Landscape LLC or your exact business name as possible, right? We're going to make sure it's as close as possible. But the real thing I sent you a sample website of what we provide. You'll notice the structure is similar to, it came from our 877 number. I sent it to you via text while we were talking. And, you'll notice the structure is similar to what you already have. The only reason why I sent it to you though is so that way you can understand, yes, similar to what these guys do, we offer different like service levels in terms of like, you can have different services showing on your website, and then we can also import any different photos you want to reflect like your key services. Like, so we can do all the things that you're talking about. The main difference of what we would do versus what you're getting from Town Square is we do like to consider ourselves offering the white glove level of service that someone appreciates, meaning when you call in and you want to make changes, we'll walk you through how to make changes. When you want to upload photos, we will upload photos for you, or you can yourself. So we give you dual access where you can either call in and have us do it for you, or you can do it yourself through our back-end analytics page with the dashboard. So either way, that way you feel like you have more control, or your wife, if she's the one who's going to run that side of things, and so you don't have to feel like you're always waiting for someone to do something that, you want to handle.
Take pictures and stuff like that. And I mean, I can go there anytime, but like I say, sometimes.
But when you call in to get stuff done, how long does it take to get it done is the problem, I'm assuming.
Well, I haven't had a chance to call them at all. Like I say, I just go to my pitch and I upgrade my stuff myself.
But then why is irrigation not set up properly, though, like, for example?
I just told them, like I said, this year I was having some problems over the winter, and I told them, well, I was going to cut them up, and they kind of reduced me the price so that I can just stake with them.
Gotcha.
But like I said, I told them, I said, I don't feel like just paying money, and you guys just sitting there collecting my paycheck every morning, not doing anything.
So right, because no matter what the price is, if you don't feel like you're getting the quality, it doesn't matter what the price is, right?
No, saving. I'm trying to find somebody that really can, they know what they're doing, because they're supposed to help me, because my area was only covering the area of Belma. It wasn't covering any other town. So they kind of helped me up. I don't know if you guys do this too, but they kind of put me like in Ada and different little cities. So they can.
Yeah, like Forest Hills, Cascade, areas like that, right?
Yeah. So they did that for me. I mean, but like I said, they do been getting phone calls, but I'm sure it's, probably from them too, they're getting off the pages and everything in there. So
well, the only thing I want to check is do they just stop on Google? Is that where they stopped, or they do anything else for you? Or they're just doing Google and a website?
I think they're just doing the Google website and just putting me through different cities, like I say. So they
can I ask you, do you like a Facebook? Have you ever considered using Facebook to advertise?
I see a lot of Facebook pages. I see a lot of companies even there, and I was wondering how can I get in there into Facebook? Because I see, you go through Facebook. A lot of people use Facebook, and then a page will come out from some sort of landscape company. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. What we talk about all the time with our clients is Facebook is the second iron in the fire, right? Like, as you know, Google is good, don't get me wrong, but the challenge with Google sometimes is you're in a list of a bunch of names, right? Like you're in a list of everyone, right? So Facebook works like this. If someone is searching for hardscape installation, irrigation system, any of those keywords you want to promote, the way it works, and you can choose your cities, you can choose Cascade, Forest Hills, Lowell, Rockford, whatever you want to promote Facebook ads, here's how Facebook works. Do you have your personal Facebook page there, Juan, just to make sure I'm not, over-explaining?
My Facebook?
Like, do you have a personal Facebook page? Like, you ever browse on Facebook from time to time?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you notice sometimes when you're looking on Facebook and just checking in, looking at friends and family, whatever you do when you're scrolling through Facebook, have you ever noticed in your news feed, sometimes an advertisement will come up that's very, very relevant to something you've searched for before online before?
Yeah, no, that's what I noticed. Like I said, that's why I say, I mean, I see a lot of companies that I know that are right in Grand Rapids area, and I notice sometimes that I'm searching through things and all the sale that company pops up.
Right. So here's what we do for you. We run that same style of ad. It's called the boost ad in your news feed. So what we do is if someone is searching on Google, looking for landscape design, any of the key terms that you want to be found for in your service area, and again, you pick and choose the cities and zip codes. If they're searching on Google or some other search platform, later on that evening when they're relaxing on Facebook, like you said you have sometimes, that's when your ad would pop up for Sanchez Landscape in their news feed. So the reason why a lot of our clients like the Facebook side of things is you know that when they're relaxing at night is when they see you, but you're the only ad they see in that moment. You're not in a list of a bunch of different names when they're searching. You follow me so far?
Yeah.
So a lot of our customers really like having that second approach through Facebook, because now you're hitting customers who maybe checked Google earlier in the day, didn't make a decision, but now you catch them when they're in bed and now they're relaxed and they're going to start looking at your photos and stuff and they're going to see the work you do because they don't really have anything else going on in that moment and they were already interested in what you offer, right? So all those things factor in, but the real reason, Juan, why people like the Facebook side is the price. Facebook ads are so inexpensive compared to Google ads. They're about 20 times cheaper than trying to do a Google ad accomplishing the same thing.
Okay.
So now just to compare an apple to apple, for just Google, how much are you currently paying with these Town Square guys for just Google? And the website, of course.
Right now I'm paying $100 because they reduced the price. I was paying $200, but they went 50% out just for me to stay.
Yeah, because they're begging you to stay. So let's go with their standard rate, $200. That would be basically our standard rate as well if it was just Google. But what we do, because a lot of customers don't want to stay with just Google, they want to get Facebook one, we will build out a Facebook business page for you so you have that set up properly. We'll put whatever photos you want us to put on your Facebook business page and real life photos, not just false stock photos. And then we'll run those ads for you. We do $100 going towards Facebook each and every month. And you can change that if you want, but that's our standard to start. So with $100 of Facebook ads, building the Facebook business profile, replacing your website with one that you feel like you have a little bit more say into, and then also doing the optimization properly on Google to push you to the top as opposed to just getting you listed is half the battle, but optimizing and pushing you to the top is where we really excel. All that inclusive is $249 a month. So it was $50 more than what you used to pay with Town Square before they dropped their pants because they felt they were losing you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that includes $100. $100 going towards Facebook is included every month for that $249.
So it will put me in the list of Facebook too, so people can, whenever they search for some sort of landscape or something, that will come on.
Yeah, those newsfeed ads that you're talking about, you see sometimes, it'll be your ad occasionally, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, can I forward your picture? I mean, I can show you something, like, I mean, I didn't even search for it, it just comes out, like.
Yeah, let me show you a sample. Let me email you a sample ad. What's a good email for you? I'll email you a sample ad so you can see what these ads look like.
Okay.
I just can't send it via text. So what's a good email for you?
Juan Sanchez Landscape number 2@gmail.com.
Juan Sanchez Landscape 2@gmail.com?
Yes, number 2. The number 2.
No, not the word number spelled out though, right? Just Juan Sanchez Landscape 2.
Yeah, with the number 2.
All right. So I'm going to send you a couple sample Facebook ads just so you can see. Obviously, we work with a lot of different types of businesses, so you're going to see multiple samples, but you'll see what we're talking about in a second. All right, let me know if you get the email. It's coming from jcal@localsplash. You should have 4 photos of some recent ones we just did. So you can kind of see what the sample Facebook ads look like.
Okay.
You'll notice there are different types of companies. I just want to let you know, obviously, we have about 10,000 customers nationwide, so definitely we run different types of ads based on what you need.
Okay. Yeah, I see some of this stuff, but that's not what they look like in their website.
Well, this is for the newsfeed. This is just the ad on the newsfeed. I told you, when we're scrolling through Facebook, it shows up on your newsfeed.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I'm doing sometimes when I send you a picture of something that, like I said, that's something that I see more often with different companies in here, they're local in Grand Rapids.
Let me see what you see. Okay, so this is a sponsored, so that's basically the same type of thing, but the way this ad works is it's not showing up on a news feed. Is it? It is. Yeah, it's basically the same exact thing. Yes.
Yeah, when you're scrolling through, that will come out.
Yeah. So same exact thing. Again, this is the way it shows up is very similar to that structure. Because you'll notice underneath, you have like the difference with ours is underneath you have like the call now button and everything like that, where this is just, you have a call now underneath it too. So these guys who are doing it are doing just a big photo ad. That's the only difference. It's a big photo as opposed to ours has more data, right? It has more like telling people what you do. You see the difference there?
Okay.
So that way they can read along a little bit too, not just see photos. And then you'll see beneath the ad, you don't see it on the screenshot that I sent you, but you see how they can actually scroll through multiple photos. So it's not just one photo at the bottom. But there's multiple they can scroll through because you see that arrow pointing right on some of the ads I sent you?
Yeah.
So that way they can see more. So, again, yeah, we're talking the same language. It's these type of ads that we run. Again, that's included with the service at the $249 a month.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I mean, it would be nice to have something like this on Facebook, but I don't know. That's what I was asking if you guys do that. That type of work, I don't even know how will you get there to get your page.
Yeah, I mean, you sent me a sample, which is good. So what I'll do is I can, I'll check with the team and say, hey, is this a different type of ad? Or, you know, if a customer wants this type of ad, is that possible? If you just want the photo shoot type ad, we can do that. That's not a problem. It's just, it doesn't really explain like the other things that you do, right? If you say you want to say hardscape irrigation systems, right? It's just a photo shoot. We can do the photo shoot style, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the page. I mean, once you click on it, it will take you right through their website and stuff like that. So that's.
Right. That's exactly what our ads would do, right? The moment they click on any of the tags or anything like that, it'll go through to your Facebook page, correct?
Yeah, because they don't let you open. They just want, if you wanted to see, you have to click that page to open what they got going on in their page. And that's exactly it. And I just sent you another one. There was another one too right here. And these are, like I said, these are local companies that work around here. There was another one in there they call Alfresco, but I haven't find them yet. It comes up every once in a while when I search in through Facebook.
Right. So it definitely looks a little different to you as a sponsor, because when you're on a computer, Facebook is a little different, and it's all on a cell phone, because you're looking at your cell phone. That's why it says sponsor. So, yes, the structure of how it looks can be a little different. I will definitely make sure the team can do things like that. And, you know, we can, because this is really just a photo, right? Like the way this ad copy made is a photo, and you can do it that way if you want, or you can do it in a way where it has a bunch of photos and text, like we were talking about, showing up on the newsfeed the same way. So there's multiple ways to run Facebook ads. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. No, that's kind of, I mean, I just wonder why always. I mean, I was trying to get it there, but I don't know who I talked to.
Yeah, remember, the key of the game for you is really getting yourself on Facebook so your ad can be there when people are, you know, like I said, already looking for you on Google, because that's going to give you that second layer of marketing for basically the same price that you used to pay with Town Square before they felt they were losing you. And, you know, $100 is definitely a great price for marketing if they actually did something with that $100.
Yeah. No, like I said, I've been getting calls here and there from it. I mean, I don't even know where I'm getting it from, but I'm sure it's probably, I mean, some over there from like recommendations of people because they will tell me, but some over there just because they're finding me on Google. And then,
well, you have a strong Google review count. So sometimes you'll get those scrollers who only look based on review count, right? Cause you're really good with the 5 stars, right? And 28 5 stars. That's really strong. The problem is that not everyone is that patient to scroll past the first page, right? Because you're like 20 listings down. But imagine if you're on like the 5th listing or something really, really close to the top, which is what we push to get you there. And to be frank, Juan, it's easier to get you there when you already are that strong with your review ratings. Your review ratings and score is beautiful. The fact that you're not very close to the top is heartbreaking, to be honest, because your reputation in real life needs to be reflected a little bit better online. Would you agree? And it's just not.
Oh, yeah.
Yet.
I see all these companies that I work for a company for 20 years, and then I always see how much work they picked up. And I said, how the hell do they get all these work? And I don't know. Like I said, they don't. And then, I mean, they don't do it.
Because they lined up with a good company. And again, it's not saying we're the only good company, but they lined up with a company that, or they hired someone in-house who kept pushing them to the top, right? Because effective optimization is a full-time job. You don't just program something once and then just let it sit, right? Like, and I hope that's not what Townsquare was trying to do with you, but that's not going to work with Google. I mean, Google comes into our office and trains our specialists, the people who do the back-end stuff for you. They train them all the time because they're always changing their algorithm. So the fact that they change it, it helps us to make sure that we make updates as needed when we're pushing people to the top.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's kind of what I'm trying to work with. Like I said, I see all these companies. I see a lot of companies that, they don't do as quality that I do, because that's the main thing I like to do. I always like to do quality work and then take my time to do it, to making sure, I mean, because I just started, so I want to make sure everything is just, let's get done right and then people recommend me.
Yeah, you're in such a strong position where you're the type of guy that people reach out to when they want the best job, not someone who's looking for the discount job. I understand.
No, and that's the thing. I'm fair with the prices. That's why I don't get it. I mean, I'm.
Well, I know you're fair with the price, but I'm saying the fact that your quality is so upper tier, that's also good, right? Like the fact that you have upper tier quality, I mean, it should be very easy for you to source new customers because your pricing is an out of range, and you have upper tier quality. It's just that you're not easy to find just yet. And again, after you trying so hard with other people. Don't get me wrong, like, I really want to say let's get onboarded, but I don't want you to feel like I'm twisting your arm. I mean, from what you've heard far.
I tried it already. I said, like, the 4 people already work with, and then all they want is money. They always, I mean, they tell you something, and then they, oh, yeah, you would like to upgrade to this. It's going to cost you more. I said, you just told me you were going to do everything for the fixed price. Now you're telling me that I need to upgrade so people see me more? I mean,
oh, they nickel and dime you too? No way. That's really shoddy. Why would they nickel and dime?
What you're saying right now. And then they said, well, you need to upgrade to be able to people to see you more. And I said, well, that's not what you told me. You said we're going to do everything from the beginning and you're going to put me in the top. And now you're asking me to upgrade more and I need to pay this much extra money. So that's kind of like the crappy. I mean,
yeah, but like the only thing that you can do differently, like if you're fully optimized, like if you had a good optimizer to get you towards the top, the only other level of advertising is these sponsored listings and sometimes you see Google guaranteed occasionally, but to be honest, like, I mean, that's like a way like different level of advertising and sometimes it can get really costly because now you're paying per click on Google and whatnot. And to be fair to you, a lot of companies who do that is because they don't have a strong rating in terms of review count and score to where they need to buy the top of the list, so to speak. But that's paying Google. It's not paying us. So the fact that someone's trying to nickel and dime you saying, oh, you pay us more money, that's ridiculous. In your case, I'm looking at all the reviews when I do hardscapes, right? The only person who has a 5.0 right now, Rockford Hardscapes, they only have 8 reviews. Max, so that's one review that has 5.0. You're like the only 5.0 on the list that has more than a handful of reviews. So like I said, you're like the easiest client in the world for us to deal with because we deal with a lot of clients who have nothing. They have nothing online. They have no business profile, no website, and we just build everything from scratch, and we still get them on the first page. So, again, I don't want you to feel like I'm, you know, just like everyone else, but, you know, tell me, what do I got to say? What is it that you want from me in order for you to make sense of this to see if it's worth a shot?
Well, I just want to make sure things are going to work and I don't get phone calls. That's the thing.
That's why we run the Facebook ads, right? I want you to know we run the Facebook ads specifically because we expect to earn your business every month, right? We expect you to see call volume every month. We expect you to see the click-throughs. We expect you to see your ads on Google, your listing on Google to go upward every month. But again, the real truth of it all, right, Juan, is am I getting calls? Am I getting interest? If you can't see that every month, why the heck would you stay with us? I mean, you're very loyal to Town Square. I don't know how long you've been loyal to them. You said over a year or something like that, and they're not getting the job done clearly, and you're still loyal to them, right? We don't believe that businessmen have to be loyal for no reason, right? Which is why, again, we definitely only look to earn your business every month with actual numbers, not with like promises that have gone nowhere. That's just not effective for business.
That's exactly what I say. I mean, if I can get, to me, it's everything part of being in business with anybody. Like, I mean, same thing with the local nursery that I work. They always, anybody, some customer comes by and they say, oh, call Sanchez. Why? Because they know I always buy stuff from them. So that's good for me and that's good for them. But that's what I don't get. I mean, I don't get how people do these type of work and then they don't help you out with the type of work that they told you're going to do. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, if you look at our ratings and versus Town Square, you know, they're not as strong online in their reviews as we are. And again, nothing against the decision you made in the past. It's just one of those things where it's hard to even find their reviews when you look at Town Square reviews. And then you look at Local Splash reviews and you can see that we have, you know, a 4.2, 974 reviews. And don't get me wrong, there are occasionally someone who's not happy with us, but it's not someone like yourself that actually invested in this and really trying to grow online. Sometimes it's, you know, just things don't work out perfectly. But, you know, we definitely wear that badge proudly because, as you know, sometimes things don't work out perfectly. But you'll see, even if that were the case, and we bend over backwards to make sure it does work out for them because it's just too important to keep your reputation strong. You know, online reputation is something that's really hard to build, and really easy to break if you're not doing it right.
Yeah. No, I understand that, yeah.
But again, so Local Splash. So you look at it, Local Splash, California.
Local Splash. Local Splash, California?
Yeah. And you'll see, and you just put Local Splash, and then you'll see us come up. I mean, if you just type in Local Splash, we'll be the first thing that comes up. You'll see our Google profile on the right. It says Internet Marketing Service in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. And do you guys will still do the same thing like the Town Squad is doing? Like they will put me in different cities so people see me around like a 50?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we were talking about before, right? We're running Facebook ads to do it just as well as we're doing it on Google. So, of course, we'll get you listed on Google saying you service those areas just like these other guys did. But the most important thing is, how do you get active ads running out there? That's where Facebook works beautifully. You'll get active advertisements running in those areas.
Now, is it this something that I have to do yearly or something that I can do
month to month? We expect to earn your business every month. We don't believe in contracts because that's not effective for small business owners. It's not right.
I don't want to do a contract if the things don't work enough. Because, I mean, like I said...
Yeah, that just makes it easy for someone to be lazy, right? If they're not confident in what they do, they try to lock you into a contract so they can be lazy for half that contract and then do something at the end or something, right? So, no, we can't do that.
I know, but I do the same thing with my work. I only get like 20-30% towards the work because I don't want to feel like... I don't want the customers feel like they have to be locked out with me or they have to be... I mean, because once they pay you, you have to do the work. That's why I want to make them feel comfortable that I'm willing to do the work and I'm not willing to do crappy work. That's why I want all the money. I want the fun.
Right. So I see what you're saying because you get the job done. You get a deposit to kind of cover some of the expenses, but you get the job done before you. Exactly. Same type of thing. I mean, with marketing, obviously, similar to what you did with Town Square, it is an upfront payment to start the month, but yeah, the only way that you'd renew with us is if you wanted to because we definitely look to earn your business every month.
And how long will it take for me, like, you guys to put me on the front page? Like I said, everybody tells me the same thing, but I don't know how they do it or how that even working because if you tell me
so
I'm on the last page.
Good news is... Yeah, so the good news is you already exist on Google and you have such a strong review score, right? So... Our standard promise time, and this is the same thing we'll stick to in writing, is 30 to 45 days. That's our standard promise time for Google. So that's what you'll see in writing. But as far as you getting up there faster, I don't see why you wouldn't because that's our promise time for someone who has nothing online, that we have to send you the link to submit your video to get approved by Google, all those things that you remember doing way back in the day. All those things have to be done for most of our clients to, and we still accomplish that 30 to 45 day mark. So yes, we should be able to push you upward faster, but our promise time in writing is 30 to 45 days for Google. Now for Facebook, how we earn your business that first month, we run your Facebook ads starting in 7 to 14 days. So in basically 1 week, in the first week of June, you'll already have your Facebook ads going out.
Okay. And that's something that you guys are going to be making up to put up in Facebook? Because, like, I mean, I can forward you some pictures and stuff, some of my work, so that you can put it together and, like...
Exactly. You already have the email from me, so I'm going to send you another email real quickly, and so that says, reply to this email with photos. So give me 1 second real quickly. I'm going to send that over to you right now.
Is it going to be a different one?
Yeah, so that way it includes the support team. So when you send emails, it's important to reply with photos that our support team is on it. So you'll see, I'll send it to you right now. You'll see real quickly.
Nice, Daniel.
So what I'm saying right now is just please reply to all. Okay, so I just sent you a second email that just says, please reply to all because our support team is on that same email. So whenever you send a photo, you just reply to all. So both me and the support team will get it. So you'll make sure that someone's going to get your photos in the right place.
Right here at Young?
Yeah.
Okay.
So again, it sounds like things are lining up to where you're going to give us a shot. So let me know if I'm moving too fast, Juan. So is it okay for me to assume that we can start the setup process and I just need about 10 more minutes of your time to get started?
Sure. Do I need to talk to Times Square to cancel there? Because that's what happened last time. They needed a cancel and give me, I don't know what they give me like a call or something for you guys to have it. Take over.
So how it works is like this. We'll talk to you about that during onboarding. Thank you for asking that because we want to make sure you do it properly because if you don't do it properly, not saying Townsquare is going to do this, but we've heard of situations where companies will try to sabotage you before you leave. We don't want that to happen.
Okay, yeah, because last time, yeah, that's what happened with the other companies. Townsquare. I had to call them and give me like a quote or something for them to cancel me because that's why Townsquare wasn't able to like upgrade pictures and upgrade stuff because the other company was still taking over my stuff.
Right. So what you're going to want to do once we get you set up with onboarding will walk you through that and say exactly the steps to take so that way you're protected. So I'm going to put that in the notes as well. Wants our onboarding team to walk him through very specifically how to grant us access to the GVP. And you said we're going to build a new Facebook page for you, right? So you don't need us to do anything for that, right?
No, if you can upgrade and fix everything, that'll be great. Like I said, but I can send you pictures. So, like, if you're going to do, like, irrigation, installation or something like that, you can have some background pictures of my work. So that way you can put them in there. If it's something that, like, you guys do, I don't know how you guys would do it or kind of like how they have it in there, but I don't know. Everybody works different.
Yeah. Like and said, then on the website, you're okay with us, you saw the sample website, you're okay with us rebuilding a new website and using a different domain since Townsquare probably is going to try to do something and keep that domain, right? We can import everything over to a new domain. You're okay with that?
What do you mean by new domain?
So Townsquare, you said, owns SantisLandscapeMichigan.com, correct?
Yeah, that's what they have, yeah. Yeah, like
okay.
So
what we would do is we would go on Google, we would change the website link so it links to your new domain that we build for you, and we'll be done doing that in about 7 days. You follow me now?
Yeah, because every time I search, I search Sanchez Landscape, and it comes out, but I don't know how you see in it, but I know they told me that they're gonna change it, so I can only go into my page to their Sanchez Landscape Michigan or something. That's what they told me, but...
Yeah, so we'll get that set up properly, and again, that's something our onboarding team will walk you through every step of that. The only advice I give you is don't immediately call Townsquare to cancel. Make sure we get everything secured first, okay?
Okay.
It's not like they're calling you to check in on you anyway, so, we'll make sure to get it.
They just sent me something, not that long ago, they sent me I might need to be upgrading something. I don't even know what. What the heck it was.
Oh, they're like, trying to nickel and dime you, like you said, right?
I'm sure there's something like that they want to freaking upgrade so they can charge me more.
Right.
So I mean, okay, so something where, I mean, I want to be honest with you, straightforward with you, but that's what I say. I don't like to waste my time. If I find somebody that really willing to help me, I'm willing to pay. That doesn't matter because that's what you work for. But you don't your work. But I want people to stay forward with me. Like, if it's not going to be upgrades, it's not going to be any of that stuff.
And that's what I am straightforward with you. Thank you for asking that. So I will let you know on the onboarding call, they will let you know of other optional things that you can decide to do, but it's not going to change anything about the core service. So they'll let you know about it, and there are certain add-on things, but to the $100 going towards Facebook, the Google website, the Facebook optimization, and really the core benefit that you want from us to get you more traffic, that's already at that $250 price. So I want to be clear on that. They're going to talk about other things. Maybe you're interested in it, but don't feel obligated to say yes to it. Those things are not meant to be nickel and dimes. Just some people like a couple little bells and whistles, if you understand what I mean. But as far as you getting the same white glove service, you can say no to all bells and whistles, and you're still going to get the same premium service any one of our clients get. Okay.
All right. Let me ask you this. Am I going to get better quality work than what I'm getting from Town Square, or is there going to be something?
Yeah, we upgrade people from Town Square all the time. Like, there's other companies like 411 Locals that we do so much better all the time. So at the end of the day,
I did work with 411 Locals too. I always am better happy with them either.
Yeah, and I know. And that's why, again, that's why we also run these Facebook things, because at the end of the day, Google is great, and Google's going to do well for you over time, but you also need some really quick results, and that's why we do what we do with Facebook. It's not meant to be where we just rely on one thing and just say, hey, like, that one thing is all that is all that's supposed to work for you. No, we just like what you do with your business, you're not relying just on referrals. You're trying to get yourself online. It's just a matter of making sure you have someone in your back corner who knows what the heck they're doing and says what they supposedly are telling you they're doing, or does what they say they're doing, I should say, right?
Yeah.
So that's the push we'll do for you. I'm right now, I'm just copying and pasting some of your key terms, like not just hardscaping, patio installation, but also like landscape installation, landscape design, right? Some of these things there. I'm already making sure that we're getting all those things there, set up. And then, now as far as, okay, you're using Town Square. Let me put that in there too. Okay. So we do an onboarding call. I'm sure you've dealt with this before. You can take it whenever you want. We have some slots available today if you want to do it today, and then we can do it Monday as well if you prefer. It takes about 30 minutes, and that's where I said that they might mention a couple other things that we offer, but again, it's not going to change your core service with us. So when did you want to do that onboarding call?
Probably Monday then, if it's going to take 30 minutes. So right now, I'm not where you stop and get lunch, but I'm past my lunch now.
Okay. Good? Well, you still have like 5 more minutes for me then? I mean, we'll be done here.
Okay.
All right. So anytime Monday, when do you want to take that?
In the morning, it will be better. That way, I can make time. Because otherwise, I get too busy with work and then get concentrating at work, and I don't.
Okay. Our earliest time slot is 10 a.m. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that should be fine. Is there a number that they're going to be calling from? Because I get a lot of scammers.
The one I sent the text message from, that's why we send the text message, actually. It has a second effect. That 877 number, moving forward, Juan, that's the only number we will call from once we do the onboarding on Monday.
877 is the number?
Yep, 877-635-6225.
Okay, I just want to make sure I answer, because, like I said, I get
no worries. And I know you have perfect English. Sometimes people ask for a Spanish speaker for the technical questions. Do you want a Spanish speaker as well, or English is perfectly fine for all the technical stuff?
No, doesn't matter.
Okay. Okay. So I'll just put an English speaker. Like I said, it's not like you're at all not speaking perfectly English with me. I just wanted to. Sometimes I ask that just to be safe. Okay.
And
then you have whatever required is for license and insurance, correct?
Yes, I carry license and I got my commercial license work too.
Okay. And then do you have your personal Facebook page? Can you access that and share the link to your personal Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Juan Carlos Sanchez. That's my personal.
Okay, so if you can share that to me by sending me the link via text, that'd be great. You share the profile and then you send it to me via text. And so outside of Belmont, where else did you want us to run ads? I know we have Ada, Forest Hills, Cascade. Where else did you want us to focus on?
Well, I normally do a lot of work in Ada, Lowell, Cascade, Grambling, and then, that's a lot of areas that I work by. Like I said, that's what I said. If I can get around 50 miles ready as that. Anything local around here.
Grambling. You said Grambling? Is that what you said?
Granville. The Granville area.
I'm trying to find that right now on the map. Is that east or? Because I see Cascade, Forest Hills, Lowell, Ada, Grand Rapids.
Source Muskegon area.
Oh, Granville. Oh, all the way on the west of Grand Rapids. Huh? So you're going all the way over there,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of work over that Granville area. Yeah, I got a lot of customers over that area.
Oh, okay. So you have a good reputation out there, so that's why you're making the drive across town. Like, what about, like, Georgetown, Wyoming, Jenison, any of that area?
Yeah, I work over in there, Jenison. Yeah, sometimes go a little bit out of the way, but I mean, I see the people willing to pay. I'm going to try to go, but
good man. You don't mind being a road warrior.
Yeah, sometimes they ask me, can you do work over in this area? Well, if you're willing to pay, I don't mind. I mean, I might have to go look at the job, but if you're willing to pay, I will do it.
Good man. It's like there's a little bit of a travel fee, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, that's time too, because sometimes it's hard to find places to get materials and get stuff
right.
To do the job. So you got to travel
right.
Even more to get the job done and get materials from different areas. And not many
now
people
I see
like
here. Oh, yeah, you're right. And then so I see here on your website on Google, you're Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Is that correct for your hours that you want to put?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I normally answer phone calls. I mean, people call me all the time after hours. And
yeah, it's just on Google it'll show closed, and yeah, you'll still get calls, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So almost done here on that part. Last thing is, obviously, I'm assuming your last name is Sanchez, of course. And then what's a good business address, like your physical address for the business? I didn't see it on Google, so that's why I had to ask.
Yeah, no, that's the one in there in Google, 1246 South Main.
I'm sorry, what was it? Because they actually don't post it on Google.
It's 1246 about mace, like a corn mace. M-A-I-C-E. In Belmont, Michigan. 49306.
So, 1246 South Mays Drive, Belmont, 49306, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then, again, we're going to create a new business website for you. Keep in mind, don't just call Town Square to cancel instantly. That's just wait for us to kind of walk you through that. The other thing I was going to say is everything else is good on the setup here. I'm going to schedule your call again for... So I'm going to make sure you get the invite right now. Let me make sure I send that out. Okay, you're going to have the invite for Monday's onboarding call. And then last couple steps, we'll do the payment, and then we'll be done here, okay? Give me a second to pull that up. All right, so again, it's going to be $249. It's the month-to-month program, and that's going to cover the $100 of Facebook ads, the website, the Facebook page, everything we talked about. Did you get a chance to send me the text message for your Facebook profile? Were you able to send that back, or I don't know if I saw that yet.
Let me see. I think I did. I'm not sure. Okay. How do I have to share these?
Okay. No, I didn't get it just yet, no.
Okay. You share my page to you? Like send it to
you? Yeah, you share the page, correct. And then you should have an option to like copy the link or send it to the text message.
I'm trying to figure it out. I'm not very good with phones.
Well, if you want, I mean, it sounds like you're also on the road right now, right? You just got back on the road?
No, I'm parking in the side of the road right now.
I'm in
the parking lot. Yes,
okay. So if you want, as long as you get that done, I'll send you a reminder. Please reply when you can with your Facebook profile. Yeah, you can do that too. You said it's under what now on Facebook?
Juan Carlos Sanchez. Yeah, I'm trying to send you a screenshot on a message. See if you can get it.
Oh, you'd have to do it via email if you send a screenshot. I'll be able to see the photo on email.
Oh, on email? Okay.
Yeah.
There, I just forwarded to you. I just took a screenshot of my page.
All right, let me see that. Oh, and just so you know, do you mind? I'm going to call you right back just from this number. The reason being is my phone automatically shuts off in about an hour, and we've been talking about an hour. So I'm going to call you right back in like 10 seconds, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second here.